Okay, so the president of France may be having an affair. French tabloid magazine Closer had the scoop today. It published photos that it says show President François Hollande riding a scooter with helmet to an overnight rendezvous with his supposed mistress, an actress named Julie Gayet. Hollande is threatening to sue, though he hasn't denied the alleged affair. But what surprises French journalist Agnès Poirier is that a private affair made headlines in France at all.
30 years ago, nobody would have dared, and certainly not journalists, to reveal that the French president might be having an affair with a French actress. So times have changed. People's opinions about what constitutes privacy or not has also evolved with time. And it is interesting today to hear people talk in the streets of Paris because, of course, you'll find a majority of people thinking, you know, this belongs to the private life of François Hollande. We shouldn't know about it. We don't care about it. What we care about is unemployment, the military operations in Africa. But also you'll find people saying, well, actually, the French president is not an ordinary citizen, and perhaps we should know if he's unhappy and therefore he has an affair with somebody else, because as you may know, his partner, although he's not married, but his partner lives with him at the Élysée Palace. So we get a mixed response, I guess.
You know, Agnes, part of me feels like the distraction is kind of a godsend for Hollande, considering the issues that you talked about.
Well, it is indeed a distraction, but I'm not sure that it is the kind of distraction that President Hollande was wanting. He's very much at a time in his presidency when he has to reassert himself as charismatic, serious, making strong decisions for the French economy. And to see him on pictures frolicking in the streets of Paris on a scooter with just one bodyguard, and also pictures showing a bodyguard with a bag full of croissants at 8 o'clock in the morning the day after, is not necessarily the publicity is looking for.
I wonder if the case of Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his quite public affairs have somehow changed French feeling towards public figures gallivanting about.
In today's revelation about Hollande's alleged affair with that French actress, Dominique Strauss-Kahn is not mentioned at all. You know, he was very much a one-off. What President Hollande is paying, in a way, is the legacy of Nicolas Sarkozy, who was the first French president to break with the tradition of discretion. He staged his private life for political gain, meeting Carla Bruni and having a very public affair with her and then marrying her just after a few months. And Nicolas Sarkozy really broke a French tradition of discretion. And that's what poor President Hollande is paying today.
Journalist Agnès Poirier writes for The Guardian newspaper. Agnès, thank you so much.
You're welcome.